And good morning. It is time for a look at local and area news. It's brought to you by Elm City Center, Barfield Carpets, and Colton Downey Insurance. I'm Ryan Turk. The hit television series American Pickers is searching the state of Illinois for rare antiques and collectibles this summer. American Pickers stars Mike Wolf and Frank Fritz have been antique picking across the country since 2010 on the History Channel. Producer Jody Friedman says Mike and Frank will hunt for just about anything.
They like cars, they like motorcycles, they like smalls like toys, unusual radios, advertising, taxidermy, Civil War memorabilia, World War I and II memorabilia, gas pumps. It just goes on and on. Anything that's old and in its original condition and has American history attached to it.
Friedman says American Pickers is asking for leads to locations that would be a great fit for the show. Friedman hopes Illinois will produce some interesting characters with unique items for the world to see. Friedman says the American Pickers crew does have a few rules about where they will hunt for collectibles.
Mike and Frank don't pick anything that's open to the public, so no stores, antique shops, businesses, no museums, estate sales, or flea markets. Only folks with private collections that are not open to the public.
If you have a large collection or want to refer someone to the show, call American Pickers at 1-855-OLD-RUST or email americanpickers@cineflex.com.
Okay, now you know that Elm City Center shreds paper. This is how we do it. When confidential papers arrive at our office, they are immediately taken to the shredding area where a trained worker feeds them through a massive shredder. Then we run all the shredded paper through a hydraulic compactor that makes paper bales, like bales of hay, only much bigger. The bales go to a processing plant where your old papers end up being reused to make a variety of new paper products. Confidential and secure, 17 cents per pound with a $5 minimum. Commercial and residential, Monday through Friday from 8 to 4. Elm City Center on Walnut at Webster.
Barfield Carpets asked me to remind you that this holiday is more than just barbecuing, making it to the beach, or taking a break. It's about our people, including our military and first responders and their families, that make sacrifices every day so we can enjoy our family more. Remember to celebrate safely as you enjoy this time of year with family and friends. First quality carpets and first quality installations. Barfield Carpets, 243-2655. And God bless America.
Jacksonville police made one arrest yesterday. 22-year-old Levi Six of the 300 block of Lafayette was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 1:30 p.m. for aggravated assault. Six remains in custody. One theft was reported to Jacksonville police last night. A caller in the 800 block of Doolin notified police at around midnight that prescription medication had been taken from her residence. Mediacom's high-definition lineup has been boosted with an expanded network capacity. On Friday, Mediacom announced the completion of a successful digital upgrade and the addition of over 50 new HD channels. Some of the high-def channels include National Geographic, ABC Family, and Hallmark. HD versions for Fox Sports 2, ESPNU, and NFL Network are available in the Mediacom Sports Pack. According to a press release from Mediacom, the changes eliminate much of the analog bandwidth previously used to support viewing on older model televisions. The upgrade also converted signal transmission to an improved and secure format that requires use of a digital adapter or cable setup top box to view numerous channels. Mediacom has already distributed more than 8,000 of the digital adapters. If customers have not added one yet, they can still get one from Mediacom. An equipment lease of $1.99 per month will be applied starting on June 1, 2016. The Pike and Scott County Farm Bureaus are partnering with the Illinois Council on Best Management Practices to host a nutrient loss reduction strategy meeting tonight at 7:30 p.m. The meeting will focus on best management practices specific to each region of the state and is intended for those living or farming in the Lower Illinois River or Mississippi River watersheds. That's according to Farm Bureau spokesman Blake Roderick.
The U.S. EPA has worked with the Illinois EPA to get some standards nationwide on how to deal with hypoxia issue at the mouth of the Mississippi River. The ag groups worked with the EPA to continue, you know, the success we've had in the past on, you know, on voluntary compliance with rules. The Illinois EPA is going to reduce their nutrient reduction law strategy in July, and we are just kind of preparing farmers as to kind of what to expect.
Farmers are invited to bring water samples from their farm to be tested on site during the meeting. A strategy for reducing nutrient loss will be released next month. In addition, the Pike and Scott Farm Bureaus will be holding a meeting on Wednesday at 7 for landowners whose property lies along or near the proposed routes for the Grain Belt Express transmission line. Landowners attending will get an update on the situation from an attorney who is representing the statewide group opposing the measure. Locally, the proposed line could go through Scott and Greene counties. Both meetings are at the Pike CFB Auditorium at 1301 East Washington Street in Pittsfield. Lawmakers in the House will meet for a fourth time to review salaries within the governor's office. Illinois News Network has more.
Earlier this week, the House Revenue and Finance Committee met for several minutes, but because nobody from the governor's office was there to testify, the meeting was put on hold. A different House committee previously met two times weeks ago to dig into why the salary of Governor Rauner's Secretary of Education was being paid out of human services. The governor's office contends that they're paying $500,000 less for staff than the previous administration. Democratic Representative John Bradley says that he has information that shows the governor's office is spending over $1 million more than the previous administration. Meanwhile, representatives will be in committees of the whole Tuesday and Wednesday next week to hear about what a government shutdown looks like, especially after Governor Rauner vetoed all budget bills except the K-12 appropriations measure. The Senate plans a committee of the whole Tuesday to hear about the state's workers' compensation system. In Springfield, Greg Bishop, INN Radio.
Call Colton Downey and Associates. Your insurance experts. Call Colton Downey now.
At Colton Downey Insurance, they build their business one relationship at a time. Call them at 243-8000 or stop by the Jacksonville or Root House office to experience fast, friendly service from the local staff at Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. They'll be there when you need them most. They are Colton Downey Insurance, 243-8000. That's 243-8000.
People in Illinois are experiencing record levels of rain this month. State climatologist Jim Angel says as of Saturday, the statewide average rainfall of 8.91 inches makes this June the wettest on record in the state. The previous record was set in 1902. Records have been kept as far back as 1895. Yesterday's high was 72, the low was 59, and more precipitation in the area, totaling 0.46 inches last night. A full look at the forecast is coming up next. A reminder, bulletin news is always on the air as it happens. For news and weather at your fingertips anytime, visit us online at WLDS.com.